degrees in Simla. 970 AM, 104.9 FM, KSYM.
This is America's healthcare advocate, broadcasting coast to coast across the USA. And now, America's healthcare advocate, Kerry Hall.
Hello, America. Welcome to America's healthcare advocate show, broadcasting coast to coast across the USA. Here on the HI Radio Network, we're 222 affiliates strong, and we happen to be in our 222nd affiliate here at Omaha, Nebraska, KFAB AM 1110. We're very happy to be here in Cornhusker Country and part of the broadcast team here at KFAB. So we're broadcasting across Nebraska and Iowa, actually. So we're very happy to be here. I want to thank the folks here at KFAB for getting us on the air and letting us do our show here on their station.
If you want to join me in studio or listen on the radio, we're happy to have you on board. We have 234 stations across the country. We've added three new ones in Texas, so we seem to be growing a lot in Texas these days. You can also follow us on 15 podcast platforms across the country. So we're on everything from SoundCloud to Apple Play. You name it, we're on it. iHeartRadio, Odyssey. We're on all the podcast platforms. You can always find the show America's Healthcare Advocate there. Also on our YouTube channel, you can follow me on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn at americashealthcareadvocate.com. If you are chronologically challenged and you are looking for Medicare insurance, you may call the lovely Kara Lee Steele at RPS Benefits by Design. At number nationally is 877-385-2224. That's 877-385-2224. She is happy to help you if you're calling from Alaska or if you're calling from Kansas City or you're in Mississippi. She gets calls all the time off this radio show. If you're looking, trying to figure out what to do, she'd be happy to help you figure that out, including getting enrolled in Part B for Medicare if you're trying to do that. Additionally, if you are an employer looking for an alternative on small group or large group health insurance, Maria Ahlers can also help you. She's the chief operating officer at RPS Benefits by Design, and her phone number is the same, 877-385-2224.
And by the way, our latest number on YouTube for views is 257,000 of you have clicked on and watched all or some of one of our broadcasts. Now, that's interesting to know because today we are going to be talking about a very unique plan that is for folks that are basically 1099 or what we like to call gig employees. And this is a show where, you know, it's a husband and wife and you all have a small company and the two of you run it. Health insurance may be difficult for you if you're a contractor, if you're a Lyft driver or an Uber driver. This is the kind of broadcast you're going to want to make sure you listen to, and if you have a partner or somebody you want to tell about it, remember, it's up there on the podcast platform, also on YouTube, Proud Club. So, in studio with me, Richard Haldeman, CEO of Tatego Health, are the folks that have brought this plan to the forefront. So, Rich, why don't we just start out by, the name of the plan is Gig Care.
Yep.
So, let's just talk about, why did we name it Gig Care?
Well, I mean, it's the gig economy. So, if you think about what we were trying to solve for at Tatego Health, And we were a company, we're a third-party administrator. Many of you may know what that is, some won't. But we were a company that really wanted to develop products to address the needs of the market as opposed to just administering somebody else's plans. So we noticed right away two things. One is cost related to plan, meaning small employers, individual gig economy workers couldn't afford to have a plan that they could work with. And there was really no products out there that address directly that segment of the market. So, you know, the largest segment of our market is the self-employed individual. So whether you're a computer programmer, web designer.
An Uber driver.
Or if you have an Amazon delivery truck, one of the major concerns we heard from the market, and everything we do is based on what we hear from the market, is that there wasn't anything out there, a decent plan for them.
So this plan was developed, Gig Care.
Yep.
Okay. And it is on the Population Science Management platform.
Yep.
But let's talk a little bit about the plan and how all of that came together. There were a lot of starts and stops and changes and things that had to be done to pull all this together. Let's talk a little bit about that.
Well, there was a lot of experimentation, and part of what we saw in this learning curve was that we needed a way to understand how people behaved as consumers of healthcare, right? So part of it, And that's where population science management was born, because all the things you do in your daily life as it relates to healthcare, and also just your general consumption in terms of what you eat, where do you eat, what you eat, where do you eat, how do you eat, what do you do with the information that you get from your doctors? Do you do anything? What wellness activities do you participate in? All of that data is super valuable in terms of understanding how to control cost and provide an abundant amount of access for the people that are part of population science management.
And that's what this does.
Yeah. Its inception is really started with the notion that we think we can better understand how people consume healthcare and translate that into a plan that people can afford.
Let's say you're an ER contract nurse or you're an ER contract doctor and you don't have health insurance. This is the kind of plan that can make a significant difference, and it's a plan that works. The plan is called GeekCare. So let's talk a little bit about this working owner model, because that's what we call this.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, there was a structure we had to adhere to make sure that it had all the regulatory compliance that was, you know, necessary to deliver this plan. And part of that is to really satisfy two objectives. One is to be able to offer a group style plan that you would get if you were, for example, a W-2 employee in a large employer, and at the same time have a status in population science that allows you to provide data about how you live your life with regard to wellness, with regard to consumer activities, and put those two things together so you could become essentially a working owner. So the working part is collecting short survey information that is pushed out through an application.
So this isn't going to take a lot of time from people. Like, no. You sit down every week and go fill out a bunch of forms. I want to make sure everybody understands it, okay? This is very easy, yep. Simple to do, but it allows us to actually pay you.
That's right.
So talk about that. You're going to get paid for health insurance. Now, when was the last time you heard that? Probably not.
It's a crazy concept.
It is.
And what happens is, let's just say, for example, you go and have an interaction with a doctor from a wellness visit. We may push a set of questions to you about your wellness visit, very short, because we know people don't have a lot of time. I can tell you, self-employed people don't have a lot of time.
No, they're working.
They're working, and they spend 5 or 6 minutes answering a series of questions. It comes back to us, and it gets appended to data. We do not sell the data.
Boy, this is important to understand. This isn't going out on a Google search or a YouTube search. That's not how this is. So talk about that.
We
need to understand that part of it.
We are incredibly serious about data, right? So everything is encrypted. The data doesn't leave our servers. What we use it for, though, is to answer questions about or information about how people consume healthcare. It's not actually pushed to anyone. So let's just say you were doing research on disparities in healthcare. We may get a set of questions, and that set of questions would be worked on by our data our data people. They would push that out to a set of people based on gender, age, demographic, that kind of stuff. And then we collect that information. It gets de-identified to better answer those questions. And then you get pushed a payment.
Yes.
At the end of it.
So we actually pay you for participating. That is how it becomes a working owner model.
That's exactly correct. Yeah.
That the key takeaway here is that you do these short survey, and then we pay you. We being the Tego GeekCare, pay you population science management for the data that you provided us, and that allows you to become a working owner. But here's an interesting question before we go to break here in about a minute. We're gathering this information. So let's say we have 500 people that have asthma, and they all answer these questions, and we identify, you know, there's something going on here with every one of these people that has asthma. If they're around a cat, or they're this, or they're that, we just found out that triggers the asthma, cause a problem. How do we take that back and turn that back into something that helps them with their health insurance? We've got about 45 seconds.
Yeah. So basically, if we find out, so part of this is to your example about asthma. Part of this is gathering up predictive analytics. So can we take information from a large group of people and say, these people need this intervention to avoid high costs down the road? So that's essentially another aspect of how we use this information to benefit the ultimate person, which is the consumer of this product.
And we go back to the break. I'm going to get into that a little deeper and give you some more examples of how we actually take that, provide better coverage, and help people control these issues and chronic disease issues, diabetes, heart, other issues that we're going to deal with. Blood pressure. We take all of that data and are able to turn that back around. What that does over a period of time is it continues to lower the cost of the health insurance, and that's really what we're all about. The website is gigcare.net, gigcare.net. The phone number, 866-200-2513, 866-200-2513. Go up on the website, take a look at it. You might find it very interesting, or give one of our folks a call. They'll be happy to chat with you. You're listening to America's Healthcare Advocate, broadcasting here on the HI Radio Network, coast to coast, across the USA. Don't go anywhere. We've got more.
Hi, this is Kerry Hall. As a veteran, I know that care through the VA can be difficult sometimes with long waits for appointments, surgeries, and specialty care. There is another option, CenterWell Senior Primary Care. If you have Medicare and you would like doctors who can take their time and listen to you about your health care needs and concerns, call CenterWell. They offer same-day appointments, 24/7 access to care teams, on-site labs, coordinated referrals to specialists. At CenterWell, you'll pay no more than you would for a standard primary care visit. With 7 locations throughout the Kansas City Metro, CenterWell Primary Care has a center near you. They may even be able to help you with transportation if you need it. So take the time to schedule a visit or tour today. Start getting the primary care that is focused on you. Call 816-640-8522. That's 816-640-8522. Online at SeniorFocusedKansasCity.com. That's SeniorFocusedKansasCity.com.
At RPS Benefits by Design, our mission is to find employer-sponsored health insurance that fits your budget and your employees' needs. Sounds simple, right? Hello, this is Kerry Hall. I probably don't have to tell you that health insurance isn't simple anymore. Choices range from the traditional fully insured plan to level premium, self-funded, and captive plans. Whether your company has 5 employees, 50, or 500 employees, RPS Benefits by Design will explore all your options and provide you with a comprehensive package of information that reduces costs and improves benefits. You don't know what you don't know. Knowledge is power. Let RPS Benefits by Design provide you with that knowledge and help you make a smart decision about your company's health insurance. Call today for a no obligation consultation. 913-385-2224. That's 913-385-2224 or online at rpsbenefitsbydesigninc.com.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
Representing the largest shift in Intel's CPU design in more than 40 years, Intel Core Ultra-powered laptops bring generative AI capabilities to your device itself instead of relying heavily on the cloud. This makes it more personalized as it's analyzing your data. Plus, it's faster and more secure. Laptops with the Ultra Core badge means it doesn't just have a CPU for computational work and often a GPU for rendering graphics, but now an NPU, or neural processing unit, for handling AI tasks. Imagine asking your laptop, show me the email where I was promised a raise, or where are my wedding photos? In other words, you'll be able to get more done in less time with Intel Core Ultra. Plus, it's billed as Intel's most power-efficient processor, as it consumes less electricity and extends battery life significantly. More info is at intel.com/coreultra.
That was your Tech It Out Minute.
This is your host, Herb Cohen, and if you're a high school principal, executive director, teacher, and guidance counselors, our CEOs and business owners want to meet your high school and GED students to introduce them to Earn and Grow career opportunities in technology, healthcare, the arts, business, and the trades. If you're a high school principal, executive director, teacher, or guidance counselor, our CEOs and business owners want to meet your high school and GED students to introduce them to Earn and Grow career opportunities in technology, healthcare, the arts, business, and the trades. Why? Because together we formed this nonprofit, realworldleaders.org. That's realworldleaders.org, to help introduce high school and GED students to our CEOs to be introduced to Earn and Grow career opportunities in technology, healthcare, the arts, business, and the trades. Simply email us at info@realworldleaders.org. That's info@realworldleaders.org to help us introduce your high school and GED students to our CEOs.
Welcome back. You're listening to America's Healthcare Advocate Show, broadcasting coast to coast across the USA here on the HIU Radio Network. We are broadcasting from Omaha, Nebraska today on KFAV. Very happy to be here. Additionally, if you want information on us, I said you could always go to the website, americashealthcareadvocate.com. All these shows are posted up there. If you're intrigued by what you're hearing here about how this works, geekcare.net is the website, geekcare.net. If you want to learn more about the plan, go up on the website. You can take a look at the website. It'll come up, Population Science Management. You'll see Gig Care on there, and it lays out the plan designs of what we have to offer, how this all works. Also, if you want to call somebody and just have a conversation, 866-200-2513, 866-200-2513. Also, brokers and agents out there listening, if you're interested in this, this is something you want to take out to your clients, go ahead and give us a call. We'll be happy to tell you how you can enroll and become a broker who sells this product, takes it out to their client. All right, let's go back a little bit to this. There's a line on the website that's pretty interesting that I read when I was doing the show prep for this. That is, reducing out-of-pocket healthcare costs by focusing on health promotion and prevention. That's a short sentence, but it says a lot, okay? One of the biggest complaints people have is, oh, well, I can go out and buy this ACA plan, or I can go out and buy this little premium plan, but I got $13,000 I'm responsible for if I have a major medical event or something happens. And it's like, well, why am I buying this? Like, because the value of it diminishes dramatically.
If you don't get a subsidy, you're really feeling the financial pressure, because you really have no coverage until you hit a certain amount. And what we've seen in the exchanges as we've looked at this, because part of what we're trying to do is build a plan that actually serves consumers, avoiding healthcare creates more healthcare costs.
Yeah, yes, absolutely.
Okay. So just to say, I wanted to go back just for a minute, Carrie, if I may. Population science wasn't created to create a health plan. We created a health plan to inform population science, because our goal is to pull the thread that helps us understand how to lower cost of healthcare and make people happier and healthier.
And that's key.
Yep.
So let's go back to that a bit. Avoiding the doctor, avoiding care drives up the cost of care. 88 million people in this country don't have a primary care doctor.
That's right.
And a lot of the reasons that is they don't want to pay for it. They don't have a healthcare plan. They can't afford to do an ACA because they don't get a subsidy. They'll qualify for a group, and if they do, the group cost is significantly higher than what they can afford.
Yes.
What we've done here is create an answer to that problem. There's an answer now, and that is gig care. That's an answer for everyone out there that is part of this gig economy that is looking for an affordable health insurance plan. And we'll talk about premiums and all of that a little later in the show, but I think you're going to be surprised. If you go up on the website, you'll see the information up there. I think you'll be surprised by the way this was designed. You just heard Rich say this is being designed specifically to answer a need in this marketplace that's not being answered. And that's the whole purpose behind it.
And to really use the information from those people that have been left behind by the healthcare structure of
today.
And
there are a lot of those people.
To drive the full circle of, like, understanding wellness, understanding healthcare, and driving that information back into our plans. And ultimately driving to a better place for consumers.
You know, this is a self-funded benefit plan that is jointly administered by DeTego and Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska. Members have access to all the providers in the Blue Cross PPO network, the largest PPO network in Nebraska. So if you're wondering, well, are they going to have doctors I can go to? Are they going to have the Catholic hospital system in there? Are they going to have access throughout Nebraska? The answer is yes, because we've partnered with Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska to have that access.
What we found is that in rural communities, there was a real dearth of access to care. So we developed a company called, you know, MyLiveDoc, and we built it into our plan. So if you can imagine being out on a farm or being in the Midwest somewhere where you don't have access to care, you're not near a large metropolitan.
Can't run down the street to the urgent care.
Correct.
You know, where I live in Overland Park, there must be 10 urgent cares within 5 miles of my house.
Yes. That me too. I live in Fort Worth. And
yeah, that doesn't happen when you're in Grand Island.
Right.
Okay. Or,
right.
or one of the other outlying communities.
So our members can go to MyLiveDoc and they can go online and schedule an appointment and keep the same doctor over and over again. And it's called virtual primary care.
How do you like that?
No copays.
No copay, and you don't have to leave the house. Okay, you can do it in your pajamas. Okay?
That's valuable data, though, for us.
Of course, it is.
And it's very helpful to our members that are working owners. So you can go on there. You can also use it for urgent care. So if you don't want to wait for the next available appointment, which there's an interactive scheduling tool, so you can pick your doctor, you can read their background, you can
really,
yep, you can put a visit on the calendar. And then they will show up for a virtual visit either by telephone or by, you know, through a Zoom or whatever the case may be. So that's one option. Included in the platform is because one of the things we've learned in studying consumer behavior and healthcare is that people avoid getting medicines when they're not affordable.
Yep.
So we've included 70 of the most commonly prescribed medications for free.
So Johnny has pink eye. It's 3 o'clock on a Saturday afternoon, and you can either drive an hour to get to the urgent care if you're out in a rural community, or even if you're here in Omaha or one of the or Lincoln or whatever the case may be. Go up on this website, get an appointment, the doctor prescribes the medication, and you get it for free.
It's free because what we don't want to do is create barriers to access that therefore create higher costs down the road.
Name another plan out there that does that. Okay, that's what I would challenge you. The whole idea behind this product is it's very, very different. Okay, it's not for everybody. Okay, it addresses a very specific concern in the marketplace. And these two pieces you just heard. Number one, the virtual care. So you can get online. If you're chronologically challenged, you don't want to do Zoom, you can do it on the phone.
That's right.
Okay. He's pointing at me when he says that. Okay. And the other thing is, these prescription meds, 70 of them, maybe amoxicillin, whatever's on there, that are commonly prescribed for the kind of ailments that people have on a regular basis, you're not going to pay anything for them.
Yeah, I hope I have half of your energy when I'm your age at 150 years old, Gary.
We'll see.
He's a dynamo, honestly.
We'll see how he
does. He's also
pointing at 5:45.
Yes,
you know.
And I was dreaming about
you were
at 5:45.
You were dreaming about your omelet that you were going to have when we got downstairs to the hotel.
Yes, I was.
Yeah. So go back to the because that's really interesting. I mean, people are listening to that program. Are they for real?
It's for real.
Yeah, we're for real.
It's for real.
It is for real, and it's not totally altruistic on our part that we're giving you these medications free. The idea is that it doesn't morph into something much more difficult where you wind up in an ER and now we've got a $15,000, $20,000, $30,000 claim that could have been solved with a virtual doctor visit and two prescriptions it could have gotten for free.
Well, let's go a little deeper into that for a minute. So when we started, we went to an outsourced telemedicine company. I won't say their name because I'm not picking on anybody. We looked at our data and found that people had to do too much work to get enrolled, so they avoided it.
And that's exactly what happened.
So we're coming up on the break here, but we come back in this next segment. We're going to go into how it works and how it all comes together, because there are a lot of pieces to this that they do. It's not something you have to worry about, but it's what they do. And they give you the material, the information to do it. And I think you're going to find this part fascinating, because this is really where the rubber meets the road, if you will, that it all comes together. It works. If you're listening to America's Healthcare Advocate, broadcasting here on the HIE Radio Network, coast to coast, across the USA.
Hello, this is Steve Keeker, president of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
At RPS Benefits by Design, our mission is to find employer-sponsored health insurance that fits your budget and your employees' needs. Sounds simple, right? Hello, this is Kerry Hall. I probably don't have to tell you that health insurance isn't simple anymore. Choices range from the traditional fully insured plan to level premium, self-funded, and captive plans. Whether your company has 5 employees, 50, or 500 employees, RPS Benefits by Design will explore all your options and provide you with a comprehensive package of information that reduces costs and improves benefits. You don't know what you don't know. Knowledge is power. Let RPS Benefits by Design provide you with that knowledge and help you make a smart decision about your company's health insurance. Call today for a no obligation consultation. 913-385-2224. That's 913-385-2224, or online at rpsbenefitsbydesigninc.com.
We're with Bridget, whose husband won't be home for months, and whose daughter is due any day. We're with Mike, who's leaving home to protect his family and yours. We're with all service members and their families who need community, connection, and maybe a bit of magic. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today.
I answered the call. Together, we fought for our nation and its people. And even though I no longer wear the uniform, I am still a Marine. My service has come full circle. I will continue to support my country and my community. Then and now, Semper Fidelis remains my promise. Always faithful, always Marine.
Did Fed Chair Jay Powell have a Freudian slip? The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet. How do we have red-hot jobs numbers while the unemployment rate continues to rise? Jay Powell admits that payrolls are a bit overstated. Is he covering for Biden's failures? Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary direct connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
We're with Bridget, whose husband won't be home for months, and whose daughter is due any day. We're with Mike, who's leaving home to protect his family and yours. We're with all service members and their families who need community, connection, and maybe a bit of magic. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today. We're with Liam, after his fourth military move, when being new is starting to get old. We're with Tara during the holidays, when she misses home the most. We're with all service members and their families who need connection, comfort, and a home away from home. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today.
Welcome back. You're listening to America's Healthcare Advocate Show, broadcasting coast to coast across the USA here on the HI Radio Network. You know, I mentioned those podcast platforms. I'm going to go through them now so you know which ones they are. We're on Amazon Music, Odyssey, Overcast, Pandora, RSS Podcast Feed, Stitcher, Spotify, TuneIn Podcasts, SoundCloud, Spreaker, Rumble, Pocket Cast, Google, and Apple Podcasts. And now we're on iHeart Podcast because KFAB is an iHeart station. So now there are 15 podcast platforms that post this show and YouTube. So again, you're listening to this, maybe
you know, you've got your contractor and you've got two guys working for you. You guys can't afford a group health insurance plan. This can work. Okay. You want to tell them about it? Have them go up and get the show off the podcast. You go to the website, gigcare.net, gigcare.net. 866-200-2513 is the phone number. Our folks are standing by to take your calls. 866-200-2513. They'll be happy to chat with you, get your information, and see if we can help you. And by the way, once again, brokers, agents out there across Nebraska, Iowa, okay, you're listening to this. You want to do this, okay? You can do it, okay? All you have to do is pick up the phone and call. We will be happy to help you. And by the way, the Blue Cross Network that we have access to is the entire Blue Cross Network. So if you're in Iowa, you still would have access to the Blue Cross Network. Okay, so let's kind of go back to this again.
Okay? Yes, sir. So this was a learning moment.
Right.
Right? And so everything from day one has been an eye-opening kind of experience in how people consume healthcare. So we looked at our population over the course of a year and a half, or maybe it was 2 years, and we found out that less than a quarter, almost just under a half a percent, maybe just a little less than right around a quarter percent of our entire population was using telehealth. And we wanted to understand why. So we went through the process of asking questions why. And what we found out was that members don't want to have to go through the steps needed to get enrolled. So the platform we had, you had to, first of all, in order to log in, you had to be lucky enough to make sure that the enrollment data that the telehealth platform had matched whatever you were putting in.
So I'd have a lot of fun with that.
Yeah.
Can you imagine? I really love getting out and entering into these portals data before I can get access. Yeah. I don't.
Immediately, people were put off, we found out, by the fact that they had to make a cell call.
Too much time.
Too much time, too complicated. Once you were in, the wait time to get to a clinician was too long. There was no way to, it was very difficult scheduling. So we looked at that value chain of what happens from the time you start to log into telemedicine to when you actually get the service you need. And it was just too much work. And in fact, before you could even see a clinician, we found out you had to fill out a whole myriad of forms online to gather all the information they need to actually treat you, which is fine, right? But you're not even, if you're really sick, you're urgently sick and you need, for example, pink eye, or you have bronchitis or whatever the case
may be, which can morph into pneumonia.
It's important that there's no barriers to entry. So what we did was we redesigned that, working with a partner who's is phenomenal, and we took down all those barriers. So with our plan, when you get enrolled in the plan, you get an email, you click on the email, you fill out your name and give yourself a password. That's it. You don't need to do any, like, you know, have you had any of these 47 things in the past? You don't have to do any of that. The seven sets of forms that have all the same information when you go into a doctor's office.
Yeah.
That's all removed. You can go into an interface. You can select your doctor, look at their profile. You can schedule a primary care visit, or you can schedule an urgent care visit. In other words, you're not going to wait for a primary care the next available appointment. But you're going to go right away to the next available doctor because you need somebody to examine. And what they do is they collect all the information when they're working with.
Right, which is the way to do it.
Which is the
let
way
them
to do
ask
it.
They're the clinician. Let them ask the questions. And then you don't need to ask about blood pressure if you're dealing with something that doesn't connect as an issue. You ask about the things so the doctor understands what needs to be asked.
Correct.
You're not doing a sheaf of forms just to fill out 15.
Exactly.
General.
People didn't want to deal with it.
No.
And so what we did is took it away.
And so now
you're getting treated for the condition in a timely way. You're getting the medication that you need. And in most likely scenario, it's free if it's on our formulary. And that's much better for health outcomes.
And the cost of the visit is
zero.
There you go. So zero for the visit. And if it's one of the 70 medications that Rich is referring to, it's zero for the meds. It doesn't get a lot better than that. If you're starting to get this in terms of, this is really different, okay, that it was designed specifically to be different because it services, again, a part of this economy, people that
that were self-employed, these the gig economy people. This services those folks that really at this point haven't accessed the kind of health insurance, health care program that they can afford, and it would make sense for them. And that's what we do with this.
It's exactly what we do with it. And we were just fed up with the stories we're hearing about this segment of the economy.
Yeah.
And in fact, the reason we stumbled into it is I own a couple franchises, and the franchisor came to me because I worked for 20
years. I remember this.
Health system. I remember this. I think we had this.
You and I, yeah.
And they said, we don't have any solutions for our franchisees in terms of health care. Nothing's affordable. And so that was sort of the nidus of it all. And then, of course, we brought in some of the most talented people that we work with today, partners in this whole endeavor, and they're all mission-driven people. It's a fun place to work. We actually, the number one thing we learned in doing the research leading up to what we have today was that coordination of care is key. So being able to talk to a live person that you can understand to help you find.
That's kind of important, okay?
Yep, that can converse with you and figure out how to traverse, I call it traversing, the healthcare paradigm is key. And having a person that cares about making sure you get what you need was at the center, too, of creating a great product.
And I want to go back to something you said, and I want people to be able to hear this. You go up and you look at these doctor profiles and you pick one. You get to use that same doctor over.
Yes. So you don't have to start over every time.
How important is that?
Which is also a barrier.
Yeah.
For people. Like, oh, I have to re-explain to you everything.
Everything.
Like,
just, yeah.
To Dr. Smith.
Yeah. So, you know,
months ago,
you have bronchitis, they give you prednisone, they give you the cough pills, whatever the case may be. And then days later,
there's a cough pill.
There is a cough pill.
There's a cough
pill. I'm taking cough pills. Don't listen to me. This is how I get the thing out of the package.
Side day.
Yeah. They give you little cough pills, et cetera. But 5 days from now, they tell you if this isn't working, you're going to have to come back to us. Well, are you going to have to go back and go through this whole thing with a different doctor? Your prescriptions, everything is not working. Doctor, you know, I'm not getting any better. Doctor says, you know what? I think this might be morphing into pneumonia, or it's a more viral situation. We're going to give you an antibiotic. We're going to give you amoxicillin or whatever it turns out to be. You're dealing with the same provider all the way through.
There's a parallel example to this, and we can talk about it if we have time on this
segment. We do.
So the parallel example we found out is that if your doctor prescribes a complex imaging, like an MRI, CAT scan, we found out there was a percentage of people that never followed through simply because it wasn't affordable. And by not following through, you end up down the road potentially with something that is serious.
Yeah.
Right? So in our plans, we use a national network of imaging centers. And if you use one of ours and you're on one of the deductible plans, There's no co-insurance. It's free.
Do you hear that? Again, this is radically different than what's out in the marketplace now. And this is the kind of innovative thinking that pulled this thing together and allowed the folks at Dentego and population science managers to put all this together and put a plan together that was going to make sense for you and make sense for people out there that are in this gig economy and trying to figure out how they're going to get health insurance and pay for it so that their family has health care. Now, I'm going to go through this network thing again because I want you to understand. You know, this is a self-funded benefit plan that is jointly administered by Dentego and Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska. Members that have access to all the providers in the Blue Cross and Blue Shield, the largest PPO network. So there you have it, okay? So you're understanding plan designs here a little bit. We're talking about the network. We're talking about some of the unique features of this plan. It is unique. If you want to learn more about it, the website is gigcare.net, gigcare.net. Go up to the website. All this stuff is up there. You can go up there and look at it, explore it, et cetera. If you just want to talk to somebody, call 866-200-2513. One of our folks will be standing by to get your information and help you with it. And if you're a broker, before we go on a break, Steve Tucker, when we come back, we're going to talk about Steve Tucker, the guy who will help you if you're a broker, you have an agency, maybe you're the FMO, whatever the case may be. We're going to tell you how you can access this and the things we can do with it to help you if you want to take this out to your customers.
You're listening to America's Healthcare Advocate, broadcasting here on the HIA Radio Network.
coast to coast across the USA.
At RPS Benefits by Design, our mission is to find employer-sponsored health insurance that fits your budget and your employees' needs. Sounds simple, right? Hello, this is Kerry Hall. I probably don't have to tell you that health insurance isn't simple anymore. Choices range from the traditional fully insured plan to level premium, self-funded, and captive plans. Whether your company has 5 employees, 50, or 500 employees, RPS Benefits by Design will explore all your options and provide you with a comprehensive package of information that reduces costs and improves benefits. You don't know what you don't know. Knowledge is power. Let RPS Benefits by Design provide you with that knowledge and help you make a smart decision about your company's health insurance. Call today for a no obligation consultation. 913-385-2224. That's 913-385-2224 or online at rpsbenefitsbydesigninc.com.
Hi, this is Kerry Hall. As a veteran, I know that care through the VA can be difficult sometimes with long waits for appointments, surgeries, and specialty care. There is another option, CenterWell Senior Primary Care. If you have Medicare and you would like doctors who can take their time and listen to you about your health care needs and concerns, call CenterWell. They offer same-day appointments, 24/7 access to care teams, on-site labs, coordinated referrals to specialists. At CenterWell, you'll pay no more than you would for a standard primary care visit. With 7 locations throughout the Kansas City Metro, CenterWell Primary Care has a center near you. They may even be able to help you with transportation if you need it. So take the time to schedule a visit or tour today. Start getting the primary care that is focused on you. Call 816-640-8522. That's 816-640-8522. Online at SeniorFocusedKansasCity.com. That's SeniorFocusedKansasCity.com.
The fighting spirit of the Marine Corps is born of battles won. Battles won within. Over enemies of fear. Enemies of doubt. It's who we are. It's what we do. It's a promise made to you for more than 2 centuries. A promise of the Marines.
Did Fed Chair Jay Powell have a Freudian slip?
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet. How do we have red-hot jobs numbers while the unemployment rate continues to rise? Jay Powell admits that payrolls are a bit overstated. Is he covering for Biden's failures? Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Restoring truth, correcting bias in education, one topic at a time. A series brought to you by the Leadership Institute and Radio America.
I'm Riley Gaines, 12-time All-American swimmer and director of the Riley Gaines Center at the Leadership Institute. You may remember my story. I tied male swimmer Leah, formerly Will Thomas, and was forced to step aside while he accepted my trophy for a photo op. But I'm not alone. Over the past few years, women and girls have been stripped of opportunities to fairly compete in sports, denied scholarships, put in physical danger, and exposed to humiliation in locker rooms. These injustices will only accelerate if we don't speak up now. That's why I'm traveling to college campuses across America, encouraging the next generation to fight for fairness and for truth. My speeches are free and open to the public. To see if I'm speaking on a campus near you, visit RileyGainsCenter.org/events.
That's RileyGainsCenter.org/events.
We're with Bridget, whose husband won't be home for months, and whose daughter is due any day. We're with Mike, who's leaving home to protect his family and yours. We're with all service members and their families who need community, connection, and maybe a bit of magic. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
During 2016, 2020, Donald Trump was never ahead in the national polling. But what do you think that means for his coattails? What does that mean in terms of Senate and House?
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Welcome back. You're listening to America's Healthcare Advocate Show, broadcasting coast to coast across the USA here on the EHI Radio Network. You can find out more about us by going to the website, americashealthcareadvocate.com. If you want information on GeekCare, the website, geekcare.net, geekcare.net, okay, and the phone number, 866-200-2513, 866-200-2513. You're a broker agent out there. You've got your own agency, whatever the case may be. This intrigues you. You think you might want to take a look at this and use it for some of your clients that have this need that you can't fill because there's not a plan out there that does what we do. Pick up the phone. Make the call. We'll connect you with Steve Tucker. He'll walk you through the whole thing, set up the training, everything. We the whole thing for you. You got to pick up the phone and give him a call. 866-200-2513. We'll be happy to chat with you. All right, let's go through, let's take a plan model and kind of talk, let's talk about some costs. What does this cost? And let's just start off with like an HSA plan because you may find this very attractive. Like I said, if you're in your 30s or 40s, you know, whatever, maybe you're an empty nester in your 50s and you don't have kids going to the doctor, you might find an HSA plan could be very, very attractive to you. Well, we're going to get to the premium here in a minute, but get this. On the HSA plans for 2024, if you're a family, you can put in your HSA account $8,300. You're putting it in there and it's being reduced, taken off of your taxes. It's a tax deduction. You can do the same thing on the individual side and put in up to $4,150. Now, what can they use the HSA money for, Rich?
Well, you know, after COVID, they expanded the use of HSAs to things that you would find like, you know, Bengay you buy off the counter. That's like a covered item, for example. But what's really interesting about this is, you know, economics and healthcare go together in a way that sort of they're at odds.
Very much so.
Right. So the beauty, the thing I learned about when you talked me into doing this as a broker, which I'm still going to get you back for at some point, is that I learned about this whole HSA model. And back in the day when they first came out, the HSA deductible, the amount that you could take tax-free, didn't correlate well with a typical HSA plan. So let's just say you picked a high deductible plan like a $5,000 HSA. That meant that, let's just say you could put, back in the day, it was like $2,500.
Yep, $2,700.
$2,700. Yeah. You basically are taking on the risk between $2,700 and $5,000.
Right.
But every year these have indexed up like 7.5%. And now a family, by the way, and this is something I learned as well, is defined as the member plus a spouse, the member plus a child, or the member plus all of them.
So it doesn't have to be a family of four.
Right.
It can be two.
It can be two. So what we have found is if we have the right HSA plan designs, right, and you use the right vendor, because the other barrier we learned was when you use an HSA, documentation and tracking it all was a nightmare. And we actually learned from feedback that people avoid HSAs for that very reason.
And when the banks tried to administer these, they did a terrible job, and that was part of the problem.
So part of what I do for the company is, in addition to other things, is I want to know every single vendor that we work with, and I want to make sure that that vendor is poised to deliver value to our members. So we go through a very serious vetting process on vendors. So, for example, there is a company called Lively out there. I'm not getting paid by Lively for anything.
No, we get out of the actually pay them. Okay.
We don't pay them, but we don't get anything for it. So Lively is a company that does HSA management. I think they're out of California. They are not an HSA bank, although they do all the HSA bank stuff. They have all of that regulation and all that. But what they are is a technology company. So let me give you an example of why people love our HSA when we connect them to Lively. Lively has an app where you can take a picture of a receipt and swipe left or right if you want to be paid now out of your HSA or later. And it's stored forever. So that's number one. So all of a sudden, all the headaches of like, oh, I got to keep a box full of receipts. I don't know if you remember the story.
Oh, I have a story I have to tell here.
Yes.
When I was actually doing it B2B, I remember going to a business where a husband and wife, they were middle-aged people, and they had an HSA, and she had a fishbowl. This is a true story. And she put every receipt in the fishbowl. And then she told me, at the end of the year, I add them all up, we take the money out of the HSA, and that's how we pay for our vacation. It was the fishbowl vacation story. Yep. That's how she did it, okay? Yep. This is a little different model.
It's a little different, though. So that receipt gets stored, and you trigger a payment, a check, or direct deposit into your account from their HSA. You also get a credit card loaded with your money. So if you do go to the doctor and you have an office visit pay, you can just hand them a credit card, right, when it comes out of your HSA. But here's the other part that I think is really great. When the level of complexity went up after they passed the revised HSA plans right at the end of the middle of COVID, all of these other items are now available to be paid for on your HSA, things you would have bought anyway. You put your debit card or your credit card that you primarily use to buy these products, and their software will scrape the credit card for those eligible items and put it in there for you. So at the end of the year, your entire HSA will be tax-free.
Yeah, isn't that amazing?
It's amazing.
Well, for you, that's the part. So let's get to the price, because we told them we were going to talk a little about the range of price for these.
Right. So are we talking about the HSAs now, Karen?
Let's just stay on that for the moment. Yeah.
So what we know is that as a small business owner, you have other tax issues that you need to deal with, and the deductibility can vary just depending on your setup. So we really try to shoot for making our products affordable, obviously, for the reasons I've outlined before. So you can get in an HSA with a $5,000 deductible. And if you're a husband and wife, you have $8,000 you could put away for about between high fours, maybe 480 to 550.
Also, here's the other thing. The beauty of HSAs, if you don't use this money in 2024, it rolls over to 2025. Be very real here. These are benefit-rich plans. I mean, think about this. That video telemedicine work, those free prescriptions, if you need a specialty drug, we can get it for you to one of our plans and drop ship it to your house. Those are the kinds of things that are different in the way this works. So thank you for doing this today. We're going to do more of these, but I wanted to get this first broadcast in and up on the YouTube and the podcast platforms, because this is really a dynamic product and it's very specific. Once again, if you are one of those gig employee people, you're the Uber driver, you're the contract nurse in the ER, you're the contract programmer, you're a truck driver, whatever the case may be, this is an opportunity that you don't want to pass up. At least go look at it. Instead of not having health insurance or having something you can't afford with huge deductibles that don't make any sense for you, take a look at this plan. And the website for the plan is geekcare.net, geekcare.net. And now I leave you with this thought from Albert Einstein. The one who follows the crowd usually get no further than the crowd. The one who walks alone is likely to find himself in places no one has ever been. Thank you for listening to America's Healthcare Advocate Show, broadcasting coast to coast across the USA. Goodbye, America.
What if you suddenly weren't there to take care of your spouse and children? Would they have the resources available to continue living the life you provided them? At Benefits by Design, we can help you protect the future of your family if something happens to you. At Benefits by Design, we're not a call center or a quoting service. We're licensed, trained brokers and agents. We will guide you to a choice that makes the most sense for you. Call Benefits by Design today and learn how life insurance can protect your biggest asset, your income and your family. Call 877-385-2224.
FM 104.9, AM 970, KSYL, and KRRV 100.3 HD3, Alexandria. It's 8 o'clock.